I'm David Matten with three things to know right now. The suspect in Wednesday's shooting and standoff with Philadelphia police was in court this morning via a video hookup. 36-year-old Maurice Hill is facing attempted murder charges in the wounding of a half a dozen cops, and additional charges against as many as four other people could be announced on Monday. More than 100 people showed up at the Nicetown Tioga Library for a meeting in the wake of that standoff. Political and law enforcement leaders got an earful from residents who were being offered services to address their fears going forward. Police in Portland, Oregon are dealing with right-wing supporters of President Trump and a lot more people who don't want them there. No violent confrontations have been reported, but authorities are ready if that changes. President Trump tweeted that he's watching things closely. In sports, Zach Eflin leaves the bullpen, at least for tonight, to start for the Phillies against the San Diego Padres at the bank. The Phils have won their last four, coinciding with the return of Charlie Manuel to serve as the team's hitting coach. CBS 3 eyewitness weather, partly to mostly cloudy through the weekend. Don't be surprised to see a thunderstorm creep up here and there. Highs both days north of 90, but with higher humidity, it could feel like it's 95 to 100. Overnight low around 73, you'll need that air conditioning. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.